It's Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today, checking in with the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba in a Boniface Arts Update. And to tell us more about what's happening in the month of February going into March, we have Sue Roll, who is in charge of special projects at the Boniface. So good Wednesday to you, and I hope that you've got as much sun down in Escanaba as we do up here.
It's doing all right. It's lovely and almost blindingly white at times.
Good day to have the shades out, whether you're indoors or outdoors. So the future is looking bright in a few respects, and we'd also love to hear what's happening in the present and the not-so-distant future over at the Boniface. Why don't we start with what exhibits are on display?
We're really excited. Youth and Art is here. Youth and Art was what was up when COVID hit last year. So this year we're looking actually at no shutdown, but a blended kind of exhibit. Again, this exhibit is very colorful. It has almost 800 pieces of art from area school children throughout Delta County. And it's exciting for us because it's really, really fun to watch young artists be recognized for what they can do, bring their family and friends, which they can do right now, and see their own art on display in a real art gallery. So that exhibit opens February 25th, and it will go through March 25th. We're inviting family and friends of all the artists to come in on March 17th and 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. We're having an open house. It will be an appropriately masked and socially distanced kind of open house, but it will be a chance for people to see, for artists to bring in their families to see what they've done. It's a very fun time for us. We'll also be doing award ceremonies. We probably give out around 40 different awards to various students through grades pre-K through 12th grade. We'll be announcing those awards on March 16th. We'll pre-record it. It'll go out via Facebook on our website. And we're excited for those students to be able to stop in and pick up their award ribbons and see their award-winning art. So we're just kind of geeked about it. We kind of get that way every year, but this year we're excited because we're really open. Last year, not as much success with it being open. So that's cool for us.
Yeah, that's a nice way to return to that Youth and Art exhibit with more of an open feeling than kind of the shutdown feeling of a year ago at this time. So Youth and Art opening February 25th, a blended version with a gallery tour online and an open house on March 17th. And again, as Sue said, information via Facebook and the Boniface website, bonifacearts.org, about some awards that will be announced on March 16th. Wonderful to hear that that will continue and kind of blossom a little bit more this time around. And along with that, we've also got, looks like, plenty of classes for the month of February and going into early March as well. Looking at the Back to Basics series, that's been, I think, a pretty big hit for Boniface, right? With kind of the idea of being able to make things at home, making some homemade products.
Exactly. And on February 18th, Jessica Thorson was coming in to walk us through how to do homemade soaps. Very popular. You see these at art fairs and craft fairs, and people are now making this. So, you know, getting a leg up and learning how to make it on your own. Think of gifts and cool stuff for yourself. Jessica's farm, Youper Farmhouse, focuses on goat raising, among other things that they do there. And so this homemade soap will be from goat's milk. So this is a class that's offered through Zoom. If you want to do it at home, you can come in and pick up the ingredients that we're having, as well as having a list of instructions and ingredients you need to provide. But then we also do it in studio. So folks can sign up for whichever method suits them best. And I'm really looking forward to this class for homemade soaps are known for being very gentle and obviously sustainable. So that's a really cool and on point topic these days.
And it makes me think of going to farmers markets and going and smelling all the soaps that people have on display. That way people can have that same kind of experience at home. And well, then you end up with a bar of soap. So it's wonderful. So Back to Basics soap class, February 18th from 6 to 7 with the Boniface there with Jessica Thornton of Youper Farmhouse. And then we also have some more craftable things here with a wreath making class with Shayla Pelto of Shayla's Flower Garden.
Yeah, Shayla does her own set of flowers. She does sustainable growing. And this is about how to make a cool wreath. Often we think of wreaths as Christmas things. And I think she's here to show us that they go well beyond that. So this is an in-studio class, so it will be socially distanced and people will be masked. But we'll have materials already provided, and you'll be able to do a really lovely wreath for your own home. Shayla is really good with people, and she's really remarkable with flowers. So this is a really fun opportunity. It's an hour long. What a great thing to just come, have some fun with friends, put it together, and head home with a beautiful wreath when you're done.
And maybe even make some new traditions too. Like you said, besides having a Christmas wreath, perhaps you could have a St. Patrick's wreath or a 4th of July wreath, whatever it might be. You could think of all kinds of occasions to make a wreath. And again, the class, February 27th from 5 to 6. Now, on another end of things with the classes, we have women's self-defense. And this is something that I think is very important, especially as things start to open up and maybe people are going out and about more. It's important to keep that in mind. Even though the UP is a fairly safe place, it's always good to be prepared.
It really is. I mean, I know that from my own thing. I have a daughter who's very small, and knowing something like this will give her a confidence to go wherever she needs to go without even worrying about things. So this class is a lifestyle class. It's focused on women. It's taught by Dennis Dufek, who is a black belt in Jido Kwan, which is a type of Taekwondo. And it's about being physically and mentally prepared when things start going sour or when things seem like they might be headed downhill or in a sketchy situation. So he helps by helping you with breathing techniques and techniques of what kind of moves will work. And he's very aware of, how to properly fall. Who knew that was a thing? But this class is meant to get people thinking about situations and being prepared before there's really even a need, so that should something happen, you've got your act together. So Dennis is really a wonderful and patient teacher. And again, this class is for women only, and I really encourage people to think about it. This, of course, will be in studio. People will be masked, and we'll be doing the right thing to teach the right techniques.
And with any self-defense, I have a limited experience in my past of self-defense classes and martial arts. Just having that confidence can bring a lot to a personality, whether someone is in some kind of danger or in just their daily life. So that's a very valuable service to provide with the Women's Self-Defense class, with classes starting March 3rd at the Boniface with Dennis Dufek. And to round things out, I see what's cooking. We've got some stew on the stovetop March 2nd.
Yes, Dale Eklid lived in China for 2 years, and he's going to teach us how to make Chinese chicken stew. I mean, What could be better for a cold winter evening? So you can anticipate that I lived in China for a couple of years, and I know not only there will be chicken, but I'll bet you anything, there's ginger and a variety of other wonderful flavors. Nothing necessarily too hot. The Chinese are not all about, super spice, but they are about flavor. So I can tell you this is going to go heavy in the flavor end, and it'll be a lovely class. It's in studio and online. On March 2nd from 7 to 8 p.m. So definitely sign up for that ahead of time, because it's one of our most popular series.
And it'll still be cold, I'm sure. So having a nice stew on the stovetop will be a good thing no matter, when you cook that in March. But the Chinese chicken stew portion of the What's Cooking classes, March 2nd, starting at 7, in studio and online with Dale Eklid at the Boniface. Just a reminder, we've been speaking with Sue Roll with special projects at Boniface Art Center in Escanaba. How can people reach out and learn more about these events?
Well, definitely look at our website. It's got the latest and greatest information. So that's bonifacearts.org. Definitely do that. You can always give us a call, too, at 906-786-3833, and we'll fill you in on anything we can tell you about what you want to know.
Well, that sounds wonderful. A great collection of exhibits and classes throughout the rest of the month of February and going into March. Something for everyone, something to make and to learn and also to eat. So thanks so much for letting us know what's happening at the Boniface Zoo.
You bet. Thanks, Kurt.